The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Today is Wednesday, April 28th. We'll explain President Biden's plan that could lead to more tax audits and what else he's expected to talk about during his big speech to Congress tonight. Also, the CDC is easing up in some guidance, what it now says about wearing masks outdoors. Plus, a new vaccine ad featuring Republican doctors, one of the first credit cards to let you get rewards in cryptocurrency. And which athlete is on the rookie card that just tied an all-time sales record? Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in around 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. Tonight, President Biden will give his first formal address to Congress. Similar to a State of the Union speech, the president will highlight what he considers the accomplishments his administration has made so far. He'll also outline his vision for the country moving forward. A big focus is going to be the $1.5 trillion economic proposal Biden is calling the American Families Plan. This is the one that includes new spending on childcare, family leave, and education. And remember, he wants to pay for it with new tax hikes on the richest Americans. President Biden also plans to propose an $80 billion spending boost for the IRS over the next decade. He says it'll help the IRS crack down on wealthy Americans and companies who have been dodging their taxes. As the New York Times reports, it could mean people who make more than $400,000 a year will be much more likely to face a tax audit. The White House estimates the $80 billion investment will end up bringing in about $700 billion in the next decade. But that's not all Biden is expected to talk about tonight. The White House spokesperson says the president will also highlight plans to expand access to health care and add new police reforms. After Biden's address, there will be two formal responses. The GOP picked Senator Tim Scott to deliver the Republican response. He's the only Black Republican in the Senate. And Axios reports he's seen as a rising star in the party who is well-liked by pro-Trump Republicans and more moderate Republicans as well. It's traditional for the opposition party to give a response when the president gives an address to Congress. But what's less common is when there's a response from the president's own party. And this year, that's happening, too. A progressive group decided Democratic Congressman Jamal Bowman will also give a rebuttal. Bowman says his response will give Biden credit when it's appropriate and also let him know what the far left wing of his party wants to see next. It all kicks off with President Biden tonight at 9 o'clock Eastern. All major TV networks are carrying it, and the speech will also be streamed online. Hundreds of thousands of federal contractors will get a pay bump. President Biden signed a new executive order to increase their minimum wage to $15 an hour. There are an estimated 5 million contract workers in the federal government, like cleaners, maintenance workers, shuttle bus drivers, nursing assistants who care for veterans, and more. The Economic Policy Institute says now as many as 390,000 of them are getting a raise. Right now, the minimum wage for them is just less than $11 an hour, but that's set to change early next year. The new order says all federal agencies need to include the higher wage in new contracts starting in 2022. The CDC put out new guidelines about mask wearing. They now say Americans who are fully vaccinated against COVID-19 do not need to wear masks in most outside situations. For most of the past year, the CDC has been telling people to wear masks outdoors if they might get within 6 feet of someone else. Now, that's mostly changed for people who are vaccinated. The only exceptions are outdoor events that get especially crowded, like live concerts, parades, or sporting events. And for people who are not vaccinated, the CDC still recommends wearing a mask outside a lot of the time, especially if they're around other unvaccinated people. But not necessarily while running, walking, or biking, just with family. And the Federal Health Agency says everyone, vaccinated or not, should still be wearing masks indoors, when with others who don't live in your household, of course. All that said, the CDC only gives recommendations. It's still up to each state, county, and city to actually enforce any mandates or not. And a reminder, people are considered fully vaccinated 2 weeks after getting the second dose of either the Pfizer or Moderna shots, or 2 weeks after the single dose Johnson & Johnson vaccine. A group of Republican doctors, who are also U.S. senators, teamed up with some House Republicans to promote COVID-19 vaccines. They filmed a new ad that combines scientific medical advice with conservative principles. For example, one senator/doctor said in the ad, the shots are a way to, quote, end the government's restrictions on our freedoms. Another talked about how the vaccines are safe, saying the FDA, quote, cut bureaucratic red tape, not corners. And these kinds of messages could be key, since polls have shown Republicans are less likely to get a COVID-19 vaccine than Democrats. More news is coming up, but first, a quick break for our sponsor. Are you still going to the post office, still paying full price for postage? Well, you don't have to, thanks to Stamps.com. And just think about what you can do with the extra time and money. I know when I don't need to run that extra errand, it frees me up to just relax a little more in my day. It also means I get to cross another thing off my to-do list faster. Stamps.com allows me to mail and ship anytime, anywhere, right from my computer. And especially for any other businesses that mail out a lot, this can be a game changer. Whether you're a small Etsy shop or in a bigger office or navigating a new remote work life, Stamps.com can help you handle your mailing and shipping needs with ease. So stop wasting time going to the post office and go to Stamps.com instead. There's no risk. And with my promo code Newsworthy, you get a special offer that includes a 4-week trial plus free postage and a digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. Just go to Stamps.com, click on the microphone at the top of the homepage, and then type in Newsworthy. That's Stamps.com with the promo code Newsworthy. Stamps.com, never go to the post office again. Okay, now back to the news. Americans now have more time to get a real ID license. Yes, the deadline has been pushed back again. Remember, the so-called Real ID is essentially a souped-up version of your driver's license. You'll eventually need one to board a plane, even just to fly domestically. But now it will not be required until May of 2023. The deadline was originally supposed to be last year, then it got delayed to this year, and now federal officials say another delay is needed since the pandemic made it harder for adults to get to their local DMVs. What's so special about the Real ID? Simply put, the updated license is supposed to be harder to forge, and it includes new security features. To get one, you have to go through a stricter identification check, and it has to be in person at the DMV. The Department of Homeland Security says about 43% of Americans have already been issued a Real ID, but some states have been quicker about issuing them than others. Once the new deadline passes in 2023, you will not be able to just use a regular driver's license to get on a plane like you can now. That said, you'll still be able to use a passport, global entry card, or a military ID if you prefer that over the Real ID. There will soon be another way to collect cryptocurrency just by doing your regular shopping with regular U.S. dollars. MasterCard is partnering with the digital currency exchange platform Gemini to offer one of the first crypto rewards credit cards in the world. The card will be available in the U.S. this summer, and users will be able to use it wherever MasterCard is accepted. The rewards program works just like other credit cards. Shoppers will earn a percentage back based on how much they spend. But instead of getting cash back on purchases, shoppers will get Bitcoin. Or they can choose between more than 24 other cryptocurrencies Gemini supports. The battle between tech giants to be the go-to place for podcasting continues. Already in the last week, both Apple and Facebook announced new features and services for podcasts, and now Spotify debuted its paid subscription service for podcasts, though it's just starting with 12 creators in the U.S. Some other creators will be able to start charging listeners for bonus episodes over the next few months. It's similar to what we already offer here to our Newsworthy insiders, but through a different platform. You can pay a small monthly fee to get ad-free versions of the show. But these major companies committing even more to podcasting speaks to the growth of the medium. The number of podcasts on Spotify has more than quadrupled since 2019, from 450,000 to more than 2 million titles. And the industry is on track this year to bring in more than $1 billion in revenue from advertising in the U.S. for the first time. Of course, we here at The Newsworthy are a little biased about this one, since we love podcasting. NBA star LeBron James just broke a new record, this time off the court. A signed version of his 2003 rookie card sold for a record-breaking $5.2 million in a private sale. That makes it the most expensive basketball card ever, and it ties the record for any sports card. The only one in history that sold for just as much is a 1952 card of the baseball legend Mickey Mantle. Analysts say there are more extremely rare LeBron James cards and Mickey Mantle cards out there, But most owners still don't want to part with them, even knowing how much money they could go for. It turns out dating too many people at once doesn't just get complicated, it can be criminal. A man in Japan was arrested over it and is now facing fraud charges. Police say he strung along as many as 35 women at once. Japanese news outlets say the serial dater told several of the women he wanted a serious relationship and even marriage. But police think he may have only been in it for birthday presents. He reportedly got around $1,000 worth of presents. It's unclear how the women caught on or how they identified each other, but police say several of them came together to file a formal complaint against the man, which led to his arrest. And that's it for the main news today, but now it's time for Work Wednesday, when we break down one interesting career or work-related news story every Wednesday. But first, this episode of The Newsworthy is presented by America's leading beverage companies who are working together to reduce plastic waste in our environment. Not all plastic is the same. America's beverage companies are carefully designing 100% recyclable plastic bottles, including the caps. Their bottles are made to be remade. And they're investing in community recycling programs to help get more bottles back so they can be turned into material used to make new bottles. That completes the circle and reduces plastic waste. Please help get every bottle back. Learn more at everybottleback.org. Again, that's everybottleback.org. Okay, now back to Work Wednesday. New estimates say one in four U.S. workers is planning to quit their job once the pandemic is over. A recent survey found of those people who plan to quit, 80% said they don't think they can advance at their current job. And 72% said the pandemic made them rethink how they want to use their skills. The New York Times spoke with several people about this. Some people working remotely over the past year say they realized they don't like staring at a computer screen for 10 hours a day and working on assignments they don't really enjoy instead of spending time with their families. For many, they say it was a wake-up call. So the Times reports the pandemic helped inspire what's been dubbed the YOLO economy, taking the phrase "you only live once" and applying it to the workplace. So many have been inspired to start a business or take a more flexible job. Analysts say skilled workers may feel more empowered to take these kinds of risks now because many were able to build up their savings during the pandemic. And the rise of remote work means highly skilled people, especially those with tech and finance experience, have more flexibility to work from anywhere. All right, thank you so much for listening today and sharing the show with friends and family. We'll catch you up on more news to know tomorrow. Until then, have a great day.